Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the head, very aggressive. Do a really good job of challenging your protections, your IDs, and your run game, your edge mechanics. So it'll be a real challenge for us.
So that's Todd Monken speaking about the Vikings defense, which showed up on Sunday against the Lions. Maybe played. They got Andrew Van Ginkel back. We talked to Baldy about that earlier. He's a big part of that defense. So what challenges do you think this defense, and Brian Flores, we'll talk a little more about that tomorrow, but he's made Lamar look his worst, and then Lamar's looked pretty good against him. So we'll see what happens on Sunday.
I thought the defense got their swagger back last week. They were blitzing with abandon. This is Flores, who's blitzing almost 50% of the time this year. It's not the most in the league. Raheem Morris is blitzing the most with Atlanta, but it's the second most. It's not the most efficient defense in the league when they do blitz, but he's been blitzing quite a bit without some of his key personnel. I think it's still a formidable defense, and I think Flores is going to have an understanding of what Lamar could do with his legs. I think he's going to be more concerned with what Lamar can obviously do with his arm. He's going to have the crowd behind him. I'm not sure it's going to be the greatest day for the Ravens offensive line, and boy, is it a good thing they've got Pat Ricard back for this one.
Vikings can get after the quarterback. They're third highest pressure rate in the NFL, and the fact that the Ravens are playing this game in Minnesota, they gotta be on their P's and Q's, get the checks right, and this might be a big Justice Hill game in terms of pass pro for X Factors tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bone. Mark Andrews is 18 yards away from becoming the all-time leading receiver in Ravens history. He would pass Derek Mason, and Monk talks about his tight end.
Well, he's a warrior. I mean, the guy loves football. But just watch him warm up. He competes in warm-ups. He grunts in warm-ups. He's in a rare category of guys I've been around that is tough, practices his rear end off, and it shows up in the game. I mean, he's a warrior.
I can confirm that guy's a lunatic during training camp, to the point like you wonder sometimes do the Ravens just back him off himself because he just works so damn hard. It's a pretty amazing feat, and quite frankly, one that I didn't think he'd reach because I wasn't 100% sure he'd be here at the start of the season at a point in time in the offseason, and there was a time when I thought he'd be gone at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and look, he contemplated his future here, and they contemplated his future here, and he's someone whose name showed up in trade conversations, not reports, not trade speculation. His future was being discussed mm-hmm. within the Ravens organization and then with them and other organizations at various points in time since the last time he came up small in a playoff game.
Well, remember, Eric DaCosta had multiple times where he could have shot down any of the trade rumors. He didn't say that Mark Andrews would definitively be on the team until after the draft. That was the first time he committed to
the
that.
One time he was asked, he talked about him like he just passed away.
Honor, Ring of Honor guy, and yes.
So, Mark Andrews, he'll be here for the rest of this season, and he will likely pass Derek Mason Sunday or in the very near future. One more from Monk. And Emory Jones has been practicing now for a while. And Monk, can you give us an update on the offensive lineman?
Point. I'm excited. I mean, he's worked awfully hard to get back. From what I see, he's everything we hoped he'd be at this point. You know, when you don't go through training camp and you only have one day in pads, that's really hard to say. But he's diligent. He's tough. He's a Raven. I mean, you can see that. I mean, he fits here. We have been playing him in a couple of positions just to get him comfortable.
So it sounds like guard and tackle. I on the record, I think he'll be starting in December. I don't know how it's going to look, but it just, to me, speaks more to what they're starting instead of him. But he's excited, Jason, about Emory Jones.
I just like, let's see where this thing goes. My gosh, have we heard a lot of people talking about this young man
who's
got a long recovery and is far from a sure thing and would be inserted into a unit whenever he is inserted into a unit that's probably going to have been leaving something to be desired. It's not like he's being inserted into a offensive line where the other four guys would be playing like Hall of Famers.
Well, isn't that the whole reason why he's being talked about? Because that line is so bad, so they're looking for a reason to like, if this was a really good offensive line, maybe you'd have redshirted Emory Jones.
It's just such a tough position for a rookie to come into. And Monk said, how many pad practices has he participated? Because they aren't practicing in pads all too often at this point of the season. And no training camp, no OTAs, no mini camp coming in the middle of the season. It's a tough spot for Emory Jones.
I just don't like. I don't think he's like going to be some sort of like savior.
No,
I don't think so either. Like for me, it's more about 2026.
Can
Emory
he
Jones.
Be better than Voorhees or Fa'alele in December? That's and I do. I think if this was a really good offensive line, I don't know. Maybe they would have IR'd him and said, you know what, we'll see you next year. But the fact is, despite the fact that they don't want to put anybody in to replace these, especially the guards aren't good.
I mean, they obviously like the kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're hopeful. They didn't do anything. They haven't done anything to address this offensive line all the way back to the end of last season, other than Joe Noteboom, right? Am I missing?
That's it. And they drafted the
who they
Vincent
either don't
him.
Want to play or aren't ready to play.
Correct. Yeah, Vincent is a healthy scratch.
So, I mean, I feel like they've kind of made a bet here, and I kind of feel like they're going to be lying in it. And I'm also old enough to remember their quarterback being sacked 15 times early in the year when they did have to play on the road a few times. Because remember, they played mostly at home. And I remember him getting hurt. That's what I remember.
Guys get hurt, especially when kill or be killed. You know, and new Raven.
Well, he's on their side now.
Yes, he is. But don't step to him in the locker room.
No.
I would not be taking food off of his plate.
No.
It sounds like he's come in with some intensity. Draymond Jones, in case you missed it, he had an interesting quote. We'll play that for you in a little bit. But coming up next, Zach Orr. What do we think of him after this defense is slowing teams down the last 3 weeks? Are we more impressed with Zach Orr? Maybe we'll hear a little from Zach Orr, who spoke today as well. That's next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.